Greetings and welcome to Christy the Wordsmith. The word carpet derives from the Latin verb carpere, which means to pluck. The verb reflects the fact that in earlier ages, fabric plucked from wool or other materials was woven together to make so-called carpets to cover tables and beds. By the 1400s, carpets were introduced as floor coverings as well, and today that's the primary function of a carpet. The term stars in several creative English language idioms, such as to call on the carpet, to sweep something under the carpet, and the red carpet treatment. Let's take a look at these. When you're called on the carpet, you're in for a reprimand from your superior. This phrase, dating from the early 1900s, alludes to bosses powerful and wealthy enough to have carpets in the office. In this scenario, you, as a laborer, must stand on the boss's carpet as you receive your rebuke. To sweep something under the carpet is to conceal a shameful reality. In the same way, a lazy housekeeper sweeps debris under a carpet rather than taking time to permanently remove it. Though the bare floor looks clean, the dust remains hidden under that carpet. Next time, the red carpet treatment and other carpet curiosities. Christy the Wordsmith comes to you from the studios of KGLT-FM on the campus of Montana State University in Bozeman.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.